Ah, oh, there we go. Been another busy week over with. That's another busy week in the radio. Right, we're out here. Cool.
Smashing.
Get out of here, we're done. Right.
Well, let's go.
That was this post-it note. Podcast. Oh, for the love of Billy Kirkwood at breakfast. West FM. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Billy Kirkwood at Breakfast podcast, based on a true story. Billy Kirkwood at Breakfast podcast. I write Billy Kirkwood at Breakfast podcast. You don't know me, Billy Kirkwood at Breakfast podcast. You're not my real dad. I can wear whatever I want outside. I'm going to meet the boys down at the end of the road.
Sure, you can.
I'm Billy Kirkwood, the goth princess, here with the First Lady of West FM.
You make me sound so regal. I'm really not.
You're more than welcome. Thank you very much. Her Majesty is Her Majesty has a hole in her tights. She'll be right down to speak to you in just a little while. It was weird for me this week because we missed each other. It was 2 days.
I had withdrawals
and everything. You were off last Friday.
I was off Friday. You were off Monday.
I had my Zach on the show.
Poor Amy.
My Zach.
You see her name like she's a villain.
Yes, mate, you don't know that half of it.
She's an absolute star.
She's got you fooled, Beck. She hasn't got me fooled. Don't you worry. I will protect you.
Okay.
Against the ruthless, hairy monster that is my Zach.
I'm going to tell you, Sale, this about her.
Please don't.
If she doesn't already know.
Please don't. She knows.
She might.
I text her all the time.
what do you mean you're texting another woman?
What are you up to, you cow? Just so it says.
Oh, poor Amy. Amy is literally the sweetest person
I've
ever met in all
my life. She's probably the sweetest person. Well, you see, I've got a pal called Jen, right? And it is like, I do have another friend.
I'm not happy about this, all these women.
Actually, I know a couple of women. What are you talking about? That's it. I've got a ring on my finger. I'm fine. And then I've got my marriage. Basically, you know how you get pigeons and they get clipped by their owners?
Yes.
Bex has done that to me, right? So I've got a ring.
Taking off your big toe.
Just so you get lost. People know to return you. And then I've got my wedding ring. So I kind of get rented out to my wife every now and then. It's exciting. Let me explain. I've got a mate called Jen who's like the sweetest, loveliest woman in the world, to the point it makes me go, I worry about you.
Like, people going to take advantage of you
in
life?
I legit worry about you. I say, oh no, it's fine, I'm just going to go hang out with this guy. I mean, I don't really know him. I mean, I met him on like a gum tree. I tried to buy us a tea. I was, what are you doing?
Right. That's not that. That's like weird naivety.
It is weird. It's to the point you almost go, are you at it? Is this what you're really like? Is this what you're really like? And I don't know. And I just, you've got nobody fooled. And that is why I'm like I'm with Amy.
No,
it's just like, oh, you know, I'm just like going to like Las Vegas or something. It's like, fuck.
Be careful.
I'm in a beauty pageant. I'll be fine.
I know she is ridiculous. Like, every so often, I find a picture of her and I don't go looking. They just come up on Facebook, and I go to my boyfriend. Is she not the most beautiful thing you've ever seen?
I thought you were going to say every now and then I find a nasty picture, and I go, look at her. She's howling.
No, it's definitely not that. Definitely not that.
I love that poor Amy going like, for goodness sake, you can't.
Guys, leave me alone.
Bex is on your case in a second. Oh, look at that. I've got a couple of hairs out of place. Look at her. She's a mega. And she's stunning.
She's really,
you,
really
good on you, Amy.
I can't stand too close to Amy in a picture. It makes me feel bad about myself.
Who's that guy standing next to you? First of all,
it's me.
It's me.
Rebecca.
Rebecca. I haven't got a willy.
I promise. Despite the rumours that Billy likes to spread, I do not.
It's my pal Bex. He's just waiting on his pal. I'm subtle.
Would you stop?
I'm subtle with it.
Yeah, too subtle that I don't even get it. Sometimes I'm just like, yeah, hiya, how's it going? And then I'm like,
mate.
Wait.
Although there is every now and then. Mate, are you all right? For the last time, stop calling me mate. I'm a woman.
I am a lady. You will refer to me as my proper title.
It's 2019, I don't know what to call
Your Majesty.
Madam?
Madam. Madam will do.
Madam.
Madam sounds like you're getting into trouble from your dad, though. Oh, she's been a right wee madam today.
See, that's the only time you'll say it. Oh, she's been a great big madam. You never hear that.
I'm nearly 31. Thank you, Father.
Big Daddy Johnson, don't worry.
Big Daddy Johnson.
Big Daddy Johnson.
I wonder what he's up to.
Who knows at this point?
That's true. Probably at work.
Probably at work. Right, I saw this yesterday. Lewis Capaldi Oreo was trending. And okay. I went, what is this?
Yeah,
like,
what is it?
I mean, like, even like 6 hours ago.
Okay.
And I was like, well, what's this? What's this? What's this? Right. It turns out that Lewis Capaldi, for charity, was on eBay, was planning to sell Oreos that he had licked. His tongue had been on.
Gads.
Right? And what I've noticed is already, so I went found the listing because I was curious to see how much already it's ended.
Okay.
Zero bids.
All right.
I get the feeling this has been aborted.
This has been shot
this
down.
This has been absolutely aborted. It's like, yep. What was on the side of this packet? It may contain flu and God knows what else.
God,
it's like, but you get a nice wee box.
I'm sure you do.
You get a nice wee display box.
I do not
want...
With
the Oreos in it, the Lewis Capaldi is in his slobbery tongue all over.
No. I do not want pre-sucked biscuits. That's
apparently,
disgusting.
Apparently.
Nah.
No, I mean, not that you don't want a piece of biscuits.
No, can you imagine somebody licking a biscuit and then going, you can buy this?
You can have this if you want. That'd be like someone sucking a lollipop and going, what about? No, mate.
Now, slightly different with a lollipop, and if I don't mind the person, then yeah, fine. But I've got to know them. I'm not going to just take a slavery soggy biscuit that somebody's sent to me through the post. That's disgusting.
Now, this is hashtag Lewis Capaldi Oreo. No sales already.
I'm kind of glad for that. Because there's some weirdos out there.
I think it's funny. Like, you do the whole twist, link, lick and dunk thing with Oreos.
Yeah, Because you can separate them and they go really well with milk. And they're a great biscuit. I love an Oreo.
You love an Oreo.
I do not want one that Lewis Capaldi's, like, slavered on.
And his tongue or whatever. Well, allegedly. I get the feeling that the fact they're in the wee display box is because he hasn't licked them.
Yeah, they're probably just a packet of wee Oreos.
Or... Lewis is, you know, he's not too much about it. I've seen his Snapchat. He's a wee bit dirty. So, you know, you've got to bear that in mind.
Right, so imagine you got them through and they hadn't been licked. Would you complain?
Raging. He'd be absolutely raging.
Would you go, here, wait a minute, I paid for slavery biscuits.
Have
I want them.
You know, I was tugging Lewis Capaldi's biscuit for about a good half hour. Then he'd be getting a taste of his musical genius.
Oh, it's manging, though. Just don't do it. There's no need. Don't buy a slavery something that some apparent celebrities...
Certainly don't. Don't do that.
I'll send you a hanky of mine.
Okay, Bex, this weekend is the Merrimas Festival in my hometown of Irvine. Do you consider Irvine to be your hometown despite the fact you were born on an island?
I was born in Glasgow.
In a manger.
In a manger, like the Lord Jesus. I think Irvine is my hometown. It's the place I've lived the longest without moving about.
I've been all over the place. And I can say,
went to school there.
I consider that. Do you know, that's an interesting point. Yeah. I think if you go to school there, it kind of becomes your hometown.
Yeah, right? I'd say so.
Kind of becomes your hometown. Because I went to primary school there and secondary school there.
Yeah, me
so
too.
So it's my hometown. So. You know.
Oh yeah, that's right. You were in that other school.
What?
The opposite to my school.
What is your problem with...
It's just apparently a rivalry that I didn't really ever understand.
Well, I went to school and it was Ravens Park. I started when it was Ravens Park Academy, and then after 2 years they went, nah, we're going to call it Irvine Royal, but that's the name of the other school we're merging with. Don't worry, you can vote.
Oh, is that what happened? Aye. So there was two schools that merged together.
Yeah, don't worry, you'll be able to vote in the name. Alright, we'll just vote for Ravens Park there. We'll vote for Ravens Park. Ravens Park's not going to be in the ballot. This is nonsense.
So what was in the ballot then?
Irvine Royal and Royal Irvine Academy. It was like, so it was going to get called Irvine Royal.
No matter what happened to you.
Fixed election. Yeah, well, they're very common. Mentioning the problem. Just saying. Mentioning the problem.
Well, yeah.
Feeling nobody.
Feeling no one.
I'm with you, Florida. I know what you're up to. Apparently the ballots were counted in Florida.
So oh, were they?
No, they were not.
Oh, I was going to say, what a holiday that would be.
A school's name, the name of a school in North Ayrshire was not counted.
Oh, I thought we were still talking about, like, you know, big political stuff, not actually Irvine Royal.
I mean, where? The joke was, listen.
I'm lost.
The joke was, do you remember the elections when the ballots were all dodgy in Florida?
No.
No, I'm going to say, never mind.
I'm on painkillers, I'm struggling.
You are
to
on painkillers, bless you, you're off your face. It's absolutely off her face, dribbling.
Feel a wee bit slavery.
Oh, nice. Oh, look, that's a nice wee cat.
I'm going to go to this physio guy today and he'll be like, you're in no pain. I'm like, I'm a rubbery lady.
You are a pain.
Don't you speak to me like that, physio.
Look at a nice wee cat. It's like, Bex, that's a shoe. That's a shoe.
Time to go home, hen.
Okay. Bex, get in the car. Get in the car. Can I have a balloon? Get in the car.
Okay. I am sorry about this.
Sounds like
put
a Saturday night.
Your clothes on this instant and get in the car. I am so sorry about this.
Let's do the timer begin.
God's sake, stop that. Oh my God. Where is she? Is she? Oh God, she's in a church. She's in a church.
I would have burst into flames if I walked into a church. You know I'm not there.
Dancing with a dog. You know that way dogs get up in their back paws and you know, na 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 na.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a thing. Right,
what's the thing?
Moving on. It's Miramis this weekend, right?
It now,
if you don't, if you're listening to this wherever you are on the planet and you don't know what Miramis is, let me explain. It's hard to explain. People see the thing is when you explain it, when you explain it to someone that's outside of Ayrshire, they look at you like they're like, "So Billy, tell me about this thing called Miramis." All right, and it's hard to not sound like a psychopath because people think you're making it up.
Sure.
Right. So let me get this straight. We all got up really early in the morning. And we all get drunk and we dress up women as queens and Marys and we parade them throughout the street covering them in horse crap, right? No, the streets. No, the streets that is. No, the wee girls. That would be terrible.
Yes.
And then at the end of the day, on a very high hill, we erect a 20-foot-high greased pole on top of which we shall put some ham and we'll jostle the really drunk guys in the town to climb up it and the vain hope one of them falls off and really hurts himself. Like, I don't know, catches a scrotum and a stray nail on the way down or something. I remember one year a guy did the shootery thing and squashed another guy in his privates and the howl you could hear from the, you could hear from Sucky Hall Street in Glasgow.
Oh,
is that a dog? Is that a dog?
Oh no.
So, but do you go to Miramis?
I don't anymore. I'm usually busy. It's just a busy
so
time.
So am I.
I used to.
It's fringe time. It's always fringe time and I'm away.
Uh huh.
And I'm missing it again.
Well, Big Daddy Johnson never let me go.
Big when Daddy I was Johnson.
Wee, because he just knew I would get up to mischief and he wasn't having it. So I wasn't really allowed to go. So I started going when I was a little bit older.
All
but
right.
That's when they stopped the drinking in the streets.
Yeah.
And that was half the fun for me.
The good old days.
Good old days. I must have been 18.
When you could drink in the street.
Back in the
could
day.
Though, it was like. If you,
that's what made Miramis busy.
Yeah, it was. Let's not mess about it. Because people would hear about it from other places like, wait, you can just walk around the town.
Like, yeah.
You can't do it now. It
was, no, you cannot.
If my image of it in my mind from when I was a kid was, let me put it to you this way. Imagine this. You ever seen Saving Private Ryan?
Once or twice.
You know when they hit the beach in Normandy? That was Irvine.
Mm-hmm.
Chaos.
It was chaos, but good chaos.
Chaos.
Everybody was having a great time. But it was chaotic
horrible.
At points.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely awful. But you know something, it's become a much more family affair, family
event.
It has,
and it's great, and everybody gets their floats all ready for the parade, and you get to see the Queen being crowned, and there's fireworks. There's lots of really, really, really nice things. The greasy pole's always baffled me a wee bit, though.
Yeah.
Well, why?
It's an old tradition.
It must be, but what is it? It's very phallic.
That's exactly what it is.
Well, just...
It's got a bit of ham nailed to the top of
it.
Well, apparently that was my dad's idea.
Was
nice to tell people. No, I came up with the idea to nail the ham there.
So what did they do otherwise?
I don't know. He's full of rubbish.
Was it just balanced, or was there no ham?
There's no way it was balanced. You just walk up and you'd kick it and it'd fall down.
That's a good point.
So that's why it's like I'm sorry, Davey. I'm not accepting that it was your idea. Can't tell me. They just tell me. I was like, oh, you should nail that up there. Aye, that's a good idea. And he thinks that was his idea.
Aye, that's a. Sometimes you just got to say, that's a great idea.
Cracky, mate, well done.
We'll think about that and we'll come back to it.
Well done. But that's the summer nearly over, and I'm trying to get into shape now, right? Sick, you all right?
That was my throat.
That's certainly not going to help. It's been my thing when I used to go out and get mad with it.
What?
Mate.
Walk me home.
Mate, take me home. No! you got yourself in a state. Take me home, pal. Come on, take me home.
Please.
It's like, all right, God.
Yeah, why do you need to?
Back in the old days when the highlight of your weekend was hanging out under a bypass.
No.
Just going to hang out under the bypass, mate.
Why, you creep?
It's just what we did. It's just, I don't know.
There is no reason for what you do as a teenager,
cannot,
is there?
I cannot defend myself.
That's true.
It just seemed the thing to do when you were that age.
Of course, I used to do it as well. I was just wondering why you used to do it. What was your reasoning?
Well, I was always worried in case there was a goat that went over the bridge and then I had to jump up and go, it's my bridge, mate. It's my bridge. That was always, the billy goats.
Of course.
cocky little nuggets. So they were.
Yeah, they are.
Never mind. Get me started. Right. If you're out there and you're a billy goat. What is the international days of today? Well, it's a Be an Angel Day, which is nice. Take your cat to the vet day, only if he needs to go.
Ah, you don't need to just go and say hi to your vet, I'm sure. I'm sure they're too busy for that.
How about you, Tabington, with me? Say hi. Just an annoyed looking cat.
Why am I here?
What am I doing? This is yet another reason I'm going to take a crap in your shoes. You're asleep. Because is it one of those nice cats? Probably not. A pecan tort day.
Yum.
Tort. Have I pronounced that right? It's not pecan tart, it's tort.
Yeah. I don't really know what the difference between a tart and a tort is.
Your sister is a tort. I beg your pardon. Oh no, I'm technically describing her as a sweetie.
Yes.
Yeah, right. And the thing is, right, I'm doing this sugar and giving up sugar, right, yes, for faces, mm-hmm, which someone else has already nicked the idea of, but we'll get it started. So I'm giving up sugar, and so I'm having to change my diet, man. It's doing my nothing. So I go yesterday, some peanuts. I'll have a handful of peanuts.
Sure.
Right, I'm on a Weight Watchers do as well, because okay, it's just a way to track my food.
Sure.
Oh, you should use another app. Well, I'm using this one, and it's working.
Okay.
13 pounds down. Thank you, right?
Okay.
5 points. 5 points for a handful of peanuts. That's meant to be my protein. Only get 29 a day.
That's
I'm wasting
it.
Five on peanuts.
My other half was giving me trouble. He came home yesterday and he was like, "Did you eat all those olives?" I was like, "Yes." He's like, "Do you know how many calories are in them?" I was like, "I don't know. I don't really care." But they're good calories. They're good fats. He was like, "Yeah, but I was going to eat some of them." I was like, "So you're not angry that ate them because the amount of calories that are in them. You're angry that I ate them because you also wanted to eat them." And he's like, "Yes."
Don't like olives, man.
Grapes
with the mumps. I don't like them at all.
That's probably a good way to describe them.
Boggin.
Slightly fluey grapes.
Boggin. But I'm raging about that. I'm raging about the peanuts things being such high calories.
Because they're full of good fats.
Ah, but still, it might explain. If it's that many calories or it's that bad for you, it might explain why elephants are a fat ride. All right, this one's been sent in here. School pupils have been banned from having long nails because some struggle to pick up pens, as are regular long-nailed expert.
Yes, Rebecca that's
Johnson,
as I.
Half woman, half sloth, to climb trees with her extremely long, terrifying nails. They scare me a wee bit.
They're
not as bad as I see them just now.
No, these are my nails.
Oh, they're on it. Aye, right, okay, fair enough. Right, are they?
Yeah, they've just got an acrylic overlay on the top. Keep them strong.
Acrylic overlay. Man, it sounds so
they're all my own, though.
It sounds so technical.
It's hard work being a woman, trying to do this being pretty thing. I'm not doing very well at it. I'm trying hard.
You're stunning then.
I feel like a bit like a princess. I'm wearing a skirt today, a big long floaty skirt. It's not really the weather for it, but stuck it on.
There we went.
Get dressed at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Do you think this is the education chiefs are saying that the screen designs are hampering youngsters' work in the classroom. Some students access the curriculum and they're unable to pick up a pen.
Yes.
How long are these nails? Have you ever had nails on long enough that you can't even pick them up?
Yes. And
the injuries. Somebody said fake nails can cause injuries if they're ripped off.
Yeah, oh yeah, and it'd be really sore because they're big long acrylics. Yeah, but yeah, having really big long nails, when you hold a pen, you can't put the pressure on your fingers. So yeah, I don't think kids should have stupidly long nails.
It's cool.
Because they're kids.
I think that's a bit much.
Yeah, I don't think it should be allowed.
What if you end up dummy fighting or something?
Anything like that, you just end up with a really sore hand. I love the name Daphne. Call your baby Daphne.
No, call my baby Daphne.
Why not?
Because
I like Daphne.
I can't. There used to be a female wrestler called Daphne. I had a crush on her. Never mind that. Moving on.
Yeah, you can't call her Daphne.
Daly, can he?
Did she have big long nails?
She did not have big long nails.
No, she was a wrestler. See, people who are doing stuff with their hands don't have big long nails.
So if you were in charge of a classroom, you'd be giving Wayne's a hard time.
Handing out nail clippers. Cut your nails.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Right, everyone. Today you're going to learn how to pedicure. Just put them in a wee jar. Don't go into Miss Johnson's classroom. There's a big jar.
Jar nails.
I thought it was Fox Polar Bear Sweeties.
Not as tasty.
Big jar of nails.
Gads. It's like that weird teacher that's got the jar of teeth because they're a biology teacher and they go, I've got some pickled stuff in my class.
I bought this jar of teeth here off eBay. I don't know what you're thinking. It's quite weird. We are thinking that, sir.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what we're thinking, sir.
Yep.
And if you rattle them, it's don't rattle them, sir.
Don't trust your biology
don't
teachers.
Don't rattle them, sir.
Always get weird stuff going on.
What else have you got back in that? What? Can we have a look in your recovered? No, you cannot. I don't know what else you got. Where'd you get these teeth, sir?
Pickled feet. got a pickled foot. I'd be a great biology teacher.
You would be a terrifying biology teacher.
Claire Wayne's
with your red tails and your big long nails and your pickled pig's foot you've got in a jar.
Miss, the kids would love me.
Miss, I am vegan. I find that offensive.
Find your face offensive. Get out of my class.
Miss!
This is why I'm not a teacher.
That is definitely, I can think of many reasons, but that's definitely up there. Right, okay, my pal Bex here.
Hello, it's me, your pal Bex.
You are a delight. There's no two ways of saying it. But I would love if you did an album of your miserable moments.
Oh.
Because it does happen from time to time.
Yes, it does.
It does happen that she's just like, everything's wrong. The world is terrible. You're at fault.
Yeah, you specifically, Billy.
Casually spread. I love the idea of there being an album. I want you to record an album of soothing reality songs, as I like to call it.
Okay.
So it'll be stuff like, I think you're sexy, but could you shut your face? I think that'd be it. Just songs about real life.
You're pretty, but close your mouth.
Aye, exactly. Gonna be up all night, but I'm knackered, so I'll probably go to bed about 12.
Yeah. You know, sleep through every part of me.
I'm pure starving. Woo, woo. Let's go get some chips. You know, right, that's a disco one. That's a disco one that's on there.
Yeah, that's the Saturday night edit.
Doing collaborations with people. It's I know I love you, but your ma's a cow. I know I love you, but your ma's a cow.
I couldn't go out with somebody if I didn't like their parents.
Oh, really?
It would drive me nuts.
Oh, really?
Because
you ever dumped somebody because you didn't like their parents?
No, I've been really lucky.
Sorry, I'm really. It's not you.
It's not me.
It's not me. It's your dad's a prick.
No, I've always been really lucky that I've liked people's parents. I don't know if I just like folk or they've always been really pretty nice.
Mr. Bex's parents.
I like Mr. Bex's parents too. They're pretty rad.
I like his dad, Jim.
Yeah,
he's a good guy, is Jim.
He is a good guy. He's always up for a bit of a laugh.
Yeah,
playing Cards Against Humanity with him is hysterical.
Oh, really?
Because when it gets a bit sexy, he kind of comes out with a bit of an accent.
An accent?
Yeah.
Well, like a French one or something.
It's a bit kind of Spanish. We're not sure where it comes from. It's very funny though.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, and Jordan, my other half, being himself, just asks him like, Dad, what's going on? Which just makes it all the more awkward and all the more weird.
Dad, what's going on, Paul? And he's like, I am not even going to attempt an accent. Not
why?
Even my accents are dreadful.
Mine's are too.
Absolutely awful.
This is the way I sound all
the time. I nearly said a proper swim up there.
What did it begin with?
An F. It was nearly an F.
An F?
I nearly said an F. You're looking confused like you've
done. A wee bit.
You are.
The big one. The usual one.
Yeah, you're at your face. Fornication. That's what I was
going to say. I was just thinking maybe the S one. I was like.
That's not that bad.
And I know, but I wasn't sure whether you had to like, there was more words coming into you or not. I don't know. I feel a wee bit spaced out.
You are spaced out?
Mm. Warm and cosy inside.
What's going on? You all right, pal?
Yes, I think so.
Bex hurt her shoulder, right? She was in a car accident. She hurt her shoulder, and all week it's been like kind of walking around with Kaiser Soze, but he's hurt his arm as well. Right.
It's just been a wee bit distant. Not entirely. Oh, it's a tiger.
You're
not
entirely sure. You're looking at a bloody tiger.
I know, but it is a tiger. How often do you see a tiger on the telly?
Literally every day there's a tiger on the telly.
Well,
they're like the go-to telly animal.
I don't have real TV anymore. I've just got the Netflix and the Amazon, so I don't really. It's nice when you see unexpected things on the TV.
You've turned into an old woman. What's going on?
I've
got the Netflix and the Amazon.
But, yeah.
I've got the dot, but I don't know how to work the dot.
No.
So I use the dot to put my cup of tea on in the morning. And every now and then the dot will say something.
This is very
There's
true.
There's a woman at the other end. Well, I'm not having that clip. Some nosy cow prowling into my business. It's that's the computer. That's the recording. It's not real. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's an impression of my dad. Right there. Oh, hey, no.
How's he getting on?
He seems to be all right. I haven't seen him in a couple of weeks, actually. I need to give him a message.
Is he doing any more travelling?
He's not, actually. He went to Australia last year and he had a great time. But he's no for going again.
No?
No, he says the trip was too long.
Was it the travelling part that was too long or the fact he was there?
The travelling part. That'd be pretty bad if he was there for too long. Do you know, I hate this.
I'm not having a nice time.
I wish I was still on that plane. Well, why don't you go back in the plane then?
I know, it is a long way. Australia.
He had a good time, though. I still think he's got savings. It's like, just go.
Or what about somewhere else that is not as long, but he could still spend a bit of time for?
Don't know where I'd send him. I know. There'd have to be people there. There'd have to be people there that we know.
Not got family anywhere? Friends?
Not really.
I know. I mean, it's a bit of a hard one.
Family in Ireland, family in Australia.
Ireland could be a cool one.
I'm not sending him to Ireland.
No.
That'll cause trouble.
Ah.
I think.
I think
they'll end up sending a boat to get me to go and collect him.
Ah. Not a plane, just a boat.
No, just it's done after dark.
Ah.
Come and get your dad.
Oh, not even the ferry. Just a boat.
Just a boat.
Oh, right.
Turns up in my front door. How'd you get that? How'd you get that in the street? I can't even reverse a lorry out this street. Never mind that. In the boat.
You've got it all the way up the stairs as well. That's magic. Well done.
Hey, I'm upset about that because my bedroom's downstairs.
Can you bring it down for the loft?
Get down from there this instant. Whoever you are, Portland Bill. That's the only time that a kid's cartoon character's ever going to get used as an insult. Oh, God, I love an insult that involves something very specific like that.
Who's Portland Bill?
He used to be a lighthouse keeper.
Was
it? Be with the adventures of Portland Bill, and it cut to this guy. He was a sailor with his cap on, going just having a wee dance.
Oh, that sounds nice.
And he just
when did that?
And then at the end of it, you just see him rowing away in his boat.
Oh.
And he's away to where somewhere, going back to his lighthouse, probably. That's why I don't write the kids songs.
It's a shame.
I love insults like that. I love it. Like, shut your face, Johnny Five. Like, really, insults that are so out of date. Teach you a second ago. Hi.
He's the robot man, isn't he?
He's the robot
man. He was nice. I liked him.
The robot man. Bex doesn't even know. Anyway, I'm going to go and take Bex to the Priory Clinic, and we're going to try and get her dried out, hopefully in time for Monday. Listen, thanks for listening to the podcast, wherever you are. Tell your pals, tell your friends, tell your enemies. If you don't like it, tell your enemies.
A way to ruin your day.
Might not hear these two gits or whatever it is. It's get a swear word.
I don't know.
We're still to establish.
Does it mean anything?
We're still to establish. I haven't known for a fact that there is another 80% that can say the words FUD and Fanny.
Yeah.
So I want to know.
Allegedly.
I want to know, do I get like a quota?
Do you get a quota of swearies?
I want to know. Not bad ones. I mean, I can't use the bad ones on the radio, but I want to know, do I get a quota?
What would you like to use?
Oh, I'd like to use them all.
Oh, really?
But.
What's your favourite?
Favourite swear word in the world?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have one.
I know it's a hard one, isn't it?
Probably say the big one.
Oh, the big one, the big C one.
No.
No.
Not a big fan of that. Although, it depends on the context.
Yeah, that's true.
If it was at a wedding, that'd be a funny place to use it.
What, drop the C-bomb during a wedding? Who's that? I've just said it. Never mind.
Do you two...
That's exactly what was in my head.
Done.
If I ever get married and you're officiating, if you call me the C word, I'm going to be upset.
All right, I'm off.
Rewrite your speech then, now.
It's good to know. Right, listen to the podcast wherever you are. Me and Bex are out here. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Billy Kirkwood at breakfast. West FM.